Esquimalt Council voted unanimously Monday to approve the rezoning of the old Esquimalt Bingo Hall property and two adjacent single-family lots for a six-story rental building of 135 units. The developer, Vancouver-based Density Development Corp., is hoping to complete the building in 2025, which will help ease the housing shortage in the township, which doesn't have enough housing for personnel from CFB Esquimalt. Some nearby residents opposed the project, mostly on the basis of its height, building shadows, and traffic impact on Old Esquimalt from having the underground parkade entrance there. Esquimalt resident Tim Schaaf sent in a petition to council with just over a dozen nearby residents asking for the 136-car parkade entrance to be located on Esquimalt Road rather than Old Esquimalt Road. In an attached letter, Schaaf, who is in support of affordable rental housing, said the proposed parkade entrance would be significantly detrimental to the quality of life of existing residents. Schaaf, in an earlier statement to the Times columnist, said that the development is a case in point of the tension between the increased residential development in Greater Victoria and maintaining the heritage value and character of communities. Speaking at council on Monday night, nearby resident Joe Rosen said the parkade entryway and current parking situation on Old Esquimalt Road is his biggest concern. "We have a hard time having friends visit, or family visit, because of a lack of parking," he said. One nearby apartment building resident speaking in support of the development said the proposed building would only be a 30-minute walk from downtown and is located in an area with excellent access to transit and bike trails. "They live in a place that doesn't necessarily require them to use their cars for all of their daily needs," said Simona, who only gave her first name. Cown. Duncan Caven said Monday the parkade location was recommended by township engineering staff. "The study indicates an additional vehicle every 4 minutes during morning rush hour period. While that is an increase, it's not a huge amount," he said. "The expectation of an onslaught of vehicles is not likely." Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.